welcome to the fourth episode of Movement, a running podcast intended for all kinds of runners, from seasoned to beginners to fence-sitters to even those who don't yet run. I am Nandita Mathur in conversation with our in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan, who has been running for the last 31 years. Welcome to the show, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am.
So the theme for this week is the psychology of running. So Dr. Chauhan, what exactly does the psychology of running mean?
Okay, so every physical activity or sport has a psychological aspect as well, besides obviously the physical one. So does running. So we'll be dealing with that.
How does the psychology of running affect the sport?
My friend, Dr. Anurag Mishra, a pioneer in psychobionics, a recent convert to what he likes to call the religion of running, says that for running and memories, running is changing the past in the present for the future. So when we train to run, we train not only our body and brain, but also the mind. So training involves ethics, awareness, and thought brought into action. When we train, we not only increase our cardiorespiratory capacity and the glycogen in our muscles, we engage with our memories of ourselves, what we can do and what we felt like at what speed, distance, and condition. So this becomes very, very important. This is why we often talk to the loneliness of the long distance runner, for he is always in conversation with his memories, memories which can be thought of and those which can't, which are embedded in the body. Now training allows us to create new memories which serve as milestones on the long run. So milestones, as we know, have numbers inscribed on them.
Right. So this is actually quite interesting, the loneliness of the long distance runner. And like you said, he's always in conversation with his memories. Okay. Another thing is associated with running is also fear, you know, which is typically in the mind.
So again, a lot of people, when they're starting to pick up running, I mean, that is a one big deal, the fear, will they be able to do it or not? So people often say that someone is running a fever. What is equally true is that people run a fear. Again, all this is from Anurag. So fear often prevents people from even starting to run. Now, the fear can be of pain, injuries themselves, discomfort, being breathless, or of looking ridiculous. Now, looking ridiculous, trust me, men and women both have a major issue with that one. Fear comes in many shapes and sizes. Humans, when they are born, aren't capable of looking after themselves, and not being autonomous, they are naturally fearful. Now, how they deal with fear shapes the kind of person they become. Some people may hide from their fears, some may displace their fears onto the other things or even other people. Others may try to deal with them with false and dangerous machismo. Now, running is confronting your fears, whether they be of discomfort, pain, rejection, humiliation, failure, or even a fear, which you find hard to put words to. So the brave not only fight, but also run, okay? So to battle with fear, one needs to have a good relationship. More about relationships in subsequent podcasts then.
The next section is assignment for the week, where you will take us through the walk, run, drill exercise bit.
So running drill to start with. So this week, I'll make you take the leap of faith. So you'll have to trust yourself more than myself, actually. So, you know, just stand up and close your eyes. Start skipping in the same spot as suggested before in previous podcasts. While you stand tall like a puppet, holding the imaginary poppers, which we have spoken about earlier, so it's a soft grip that you have. Now, skip for 5 minutes. But what is different from before is you're keeping your eyes closed while you're doing that. And it'll feel very awkward. As much as you know the environment, it'll feel very awkward. So some might feel scared, but you just need to learn to let go. Now, this is going to be very, very important for running and for life, actually. So trust your surroundings even more and enjoy the present. The next one is exercise of the week. Today what we'll be doing is heel raises, single heel raises.
Okay.
So you simply stand on a floor on left leg, taking slight support of the right one. Now repeatedly raise your left heel off the ground, coming onto your toes. Do this 30 to 50 times, as easy as it seems. You'll be surprised. People start having cramps actually in their foot doing this. If it's getting to a cramp position kind of a thing, stop right there. But 30 to 50, right, people can actually do it. Now, repeat with the other leg and try doing this 10 times throughout the day with left and then with the right leg. This is important because, you know, a quarter of our bones are in our feet. And there's a reason that is there. It's not to be used as a single platform. So you're just getting back to natural instincts. Then coming to the walk-run assignment for the week. Now, you'll notice that walk breaks will become shorter and shorter from now on. And we'll have to be more mindful of the walk breaks when we take from now on. Okay, so as a warm-up, just walk slow, easy for a minute. Do brisk walk where you're getting almost breathless for 3 minutes. And then slow jog for a couple of minutes, so 2 minutes. And then repeat. So repeat with easy walk. When you catch your breath, maybe you take a sip of water or so. Then brisk walk for 3 odd minutes. minutes and then slow jog. And do the whole set 5 to 6 times. So again, we're talking about 30 minutes or so.
Moving on, we move to the story of the week. So what is the motivational story this time?
So this week we're talking about Dr. Pallavi Aga. So she's a radiologist, is a member of Lucknow Gazelles running group. I'll be a thorough gentleman with her and, you know, not reveal her age, but I must add that her daughter will soon be joining one of the top liberal arts universities in the country. Now, a few years back, Dr. Aga was diagnosed with borderline diabetes and hypertension. Dr. Aga herself is a radiologist, and that bothered her, that, you know, how come she could have diabetes or blood pressure issues. So her health conditions led her into depression. She took to walking and soon enough to running. She ran her first 20 kilometers only in April this year and has now lost 20 kgs because of her running and fitness regime. Now, long distance running is like meditation for her, which helps her calm down, addresses her stress and mental issues. She admits herself that she now looks fitter and healthier than ever before, for which she frequently gets compliments. So she's doing great. And in spite of all the benefits, she also admits that when everyone at home says, why don't you sleep, why run, that is the toughest one for her to overcome.
So we move to the last section of the podcast, which is event or movement of the week.
Yeah, so a couple of things this time. So we carry on with our moon movement that we've been talking about from the very first podcast. It's been 47 years, man landed on the moon. That'll be on the 21st of July on Thursday. So the whole idea is, how can a bunch of us put together, do 47 kilometers that day? So could be 5 of us, 10 of us, 20 of us. Whole idea is get moving. I think over these 4 weeks, we've done decent. People who've been following that they can easily do 4.7 kilometers walk-run combination. So that's on the 21st of July, the Thursday. On Sunday in Chennai, there's a Dream Runners half marathon that is happening on the 24th of July. So again, Chennai is a great place for runners. So that's the one that's on. So if someone's in Chennai, you might want to run that.
So half marathon is how many kilometers, just to clarify?
It's funny sometimes when I see that, you know, people mention marathon is a 1 kilometer marathon. Marathons are 42.195 kilometers. A half marathon is 21 kilometers, 21.1. So that's what it is. It's a set distance. It's not just a random thing.
Great. So if you decide to take on the challenge and complete the 47 kilometers, however you may wish to, do share with us your experience at feedback@livemint.com, or you can follow us on our Mint Facebook page or our Twitter handle @livemint. See you next Friday.